Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up, world? This is your boy Hot Tracks, and you listening to Can a Player Play with Pretty Tony, Joy LaShawn, and your boy K Diddy on Blog Talk Radio.
Disclaimer out there up front. I know I got issues. I do. And I think that's where a lot of people run afoul, is because they're not honest with their issues. Because somebody out there might have the issue just like your issues, and that might be compatible. But, you know, I think that's what we need to identify, whatever our issues are, and come front and center with them and address them. You know I got issues. I know I'm damaged goods, but I don't lie about that shit.
I got a different take on it, brother. I think we should all get an issue license, so when we all meet each other, we bust out like, let me see yours and I'll show you mine. This is what I got listed. You know, I got this on paper right here. These are the issues I'm dealing with.
Right.
Let's see what you working with.
But see, that's saying the same thing I just said, but a different way.
Yes,
because
sir.
at least that way, I'm showing you my issues, you're showing me your issues, and either I could deal with yours or you can't deal with mine, and who knows? We might have compatible issues.
So in other words, two crazy people together, you and yourself.
Well, I mean, you know, that's one way a dysfunctional person can look at it, but an intelligent person will look at it like, for every weakness, there's a strength.
Mhm.
Okay, the
well,
people,
I mean,
hey, what's your take on it? Run with it.
I have a guest here, Mr. Davis, and he wants to say something on this issue. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, who am I speaking to?
I want to direct this statement directly
to Lamont. You know, when it's coming from the source, Lamont, that's the reason you can't comprehend what you're trying to say, because it's not coming back to you right. Let me put it to you in plain words. You are the catalyst. You, Pretty Tony, and Miss Jewel LaShawn is really the catalyst of this show. But we know who's the main focus of this show, and that's Jewel LaShawn and Pretty Tony. And from the time I've been looking at this thing for the last 3 years, when you had me on as a guest, I even went down to California with you, and we know the catalyst of your show. It sure wasn't Lamont. But I'm going to give you all the respect in the world, Lamont. I'm going to give you another opportunity to redeem yourself. Speak again and let everybody know on the show that you are the number one catalyst on the show. So here's your opportunity, Mr. Lamont.
Yeah, you don't know who the hell you think you are, do you?
Obviously,
so
you don't know who the hell he think I am, because I know where he is.
Hold on. I got to play buffer. Mr. K. Diddy Esquire, please remember that this is a live show, so please be politically correct, because I know you're headed down this avenue that they obviously don't know who the hell you think you are. So please inform them who you are, sir.
Well, I'll take back that I know where you live part. I'll take back that part, but you know I know where you live. So.
Not anymore, Lamont. I've Mr. Jefferson, I moved on up.
Oh, well, I'm glad to know that, but don't ever think you ain't talking to my girl over there, too. So don't ever get it twisted.
You don't even know where we at, so what?
No, I ain't got to worry about where you at. I'm just saying, you on my team. I ain't worried about you.
Well, Lamont, see, what happened was we moved into the 21st century. See, sometimes if we don't move into the 21st century, now you keep saying she's on your team, but wait a minute, hey, Pretty Tony, we got it going on in the 21st century, don't we?
Well, so what's going on this Sunday that I hear that y'all are doing the broadcast live on, what's the name, on the video chat where they can actually see Ms. Joy LaShawn today?
Yeah, I mean, really, we can make it happen. We can make it happen where you can just see it live. But you know what? I don't want to shock everybody. I think I want all of you all to be part of it. I think maybe we should do that for next week.
Okay, we'll work on that. Because, you know, first of all,
y'all got issues. I can tell right now, y'all got issues because y'all talking about some whole other stuff, and I'm even lost right now. So I know our listeners is lost.
Oh, no, we just straight off. As the man said, you, sir, are the catalyst of the show, and you ignore it. You screwed up. And you got issues. But Mr. Davis is trying to encourage you that we all got to join the 21st century and step our game up. You understand what I'm saying? But we're going to get back to the issue. Hold on. Matter of fact, we got somebody trying to chime in right now. 111, y'all live. Welcome to the show. Did you want to throw your 2 cents in?
Yeah, you keep Joy in your team. I don't want her in mine. All right.
Oh, is that who I think it is? The infamous, the world renowned Joe from Montana?
That's me. How's everybody doing?
Fine.
Oh, snap.
Hey, I've been listening. This is a pretty lively show. Yeah.
You've been drinking again.
Well, welcome in, Joe. I'm glad you kind of chimed in because, you know, this is something you can get down on. Today's topic is called, I thought I was screwed up, but damn, you take the cake. Have you ever had this problem before, Joe?
About my thinking that I'm screwed up or my thinking that other people are screwed up?
You thinking other people are screwed up, but also admitting that you got your own issues you're dealing with.
Oh, yeah. Well, sure. I've always had, I guess my own issues is a good way to put it. I've been confused about certain things. The older I get, the more I know that people are screwed up. So the more I know people are screwed up, the more my issues are resolved.
One of our listeners in the chat room says that the show has an echo. I think that might have something to do with Blog Talk. I don't know. Is anybody getting any echo feedback out there?
Yeah, but it's not my phone.
Okay, well, I'm going to say maybe if either I'm going to blame K. Diddy or Joy LaSalle for it might be me.
I'm not on an earpiece, so I know it's not my phone either. But
if you're on the speakerphone, take it off the speakerphone. It might be the speakerphone that's giving the feedback. Diva Flavor, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, let me see in the chat room here. Is that better? I hope our listeners were coming through loud and clear because today's show, we're going to be talking a lot of ish. So it probably was the speakerphone. Hopefully the echo is gone. If
yeah,
not,
I don't
it's
hear
a blog
it.
Talk thing.
Yeah, we need to hear some people call in with some of their issues because I think y'all be telling stories, man. Y'all be telling fibs because if y'all told the truth, somebody might be able to deal with your issues, at least find out that they can't deal with your issues a whole lot sooner.
Well, who doesn't grow
well,
up
yeah,
with...
Well, okay. Yeah. Could the issue be that we're all so busy telling people that they have issues sometime and not dealing with our own?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
So is there a measure, even if the honesty of saying, look, I got issues, because I personally believe a lot of times people's issues subconsciously become a part of them. It's like I was talking to somebody yesterday, and he was like, man, I'm trying to get to know this girl, but every time I talk to her, misery just seems to be her best friend, and I just had to finally break down and told her that you're so busy dealing with misery that you can't see happiness. You understand what I'm saying? And there is a measure of truth to that. You know, we've been through some things have happened to us, but then we lock on to the bad stuff that we never have a chance to really see the good that's going on or give the good a chance to go on. Joe from Montana, let me get your feedback on that.
Well, I think you're correct. I think I was about to say that most of us all grow up having issues. I think issues are just problems that we just can't resolve or issues that we're confused about. Sometimes, like there's the gender roles today, right? Those are issues in some people's minds. Getting a job, getting a girlfriend, getting married, does he love me, does she love me, what will happen, should we have kids? Anything that poses any type of a problem is an issue. And we all have emotional baggage when it comes to relationships, right? We all carry what happened to us in the past to the present.
Man, boy, that emotional baggage, boy, that's like 75-80% of it right there.
There you go.
Because that emotional baggage is what creates the force field syndrome. That's what I like to call it. People tend to put up these force fields. So, you know, they stuck on stupid behind this force field. So when anything good approaches them, they just turn everything away because they just don't want to deal with nothing. So they turn the good, bad, everything. They just block everything out.
Yeah. It's like Tony's friend was saying, his new girlfriend loves misery so much she can't see happiness ahead. Me, somebody like that, I'll sit down and talk to them. If I find out that they've got this misery complex that's very, very pervasive, you got to go.
Could it be that they're not just wrapped up in the drama, but they just could be afraid to venture out again?
Sure.
I think there's some truth to that because once again, misery has become the comfort zone because if I stay paranoid, you know, we have this saying, better them than me, or to stay ready. You ain't got to get ready. But sometimes if you're always preparing for a disaster, it's sort of like the little boy who always crying blasted wolf, man. You play the violin so much, people going to be like, damn. You know what I mean? Can you play another song? Can you play another song? Because I personally feel that as you grow and as you age and life is teaching you things, and sometimes things happen to you. They really do. And there's some tragic, tragic things that can occur in our life that are very difficult to move on from. But if after 15, 20 years you ain't moved on from it, man, I personally think it's not an issue anymore. It's just become a part of you.
Mm.
That you can't, you know, you don't even know how to shake it, and you're not attempting to shake it if you still can at 15, 10, 15, 20 years later.
Sure.
Well, that might have been why
you know,
he was on the yellow bus.
Say that again?
You know about that yellow bus?
That might have been why they was on the yellow bus.
There you go. There you go. I'm telling you, man. 646-929-2870. You want to say something, jump in and tell us. Hit us up in the chat room. We want to know. You know, we admit we all got some issues. We all got some things we're dealing with. But, you know, to drag them from friendship to friendship, relationship to relationship, from year to year, when is it time to start at least addressing some of these issues? Because truth be told, are you willing to say, as K. Diddy so eloquently said before, these are my issues and I'm working on them and I'm telling you up front. Because sometimes you can't wait till you get into something and then boom, just have it all come jumping out the closet on a brother. That's kind of overwhelming right there.
They start changing the horses in the middle of the stream because you get into this relationship thinking things is one way, and then you get down the road and you see it's a whole nother way, and then Joy just loses her mind. She just go crazy. She can't deal with that.
Hold on. We got a comment in the chat room here. Talking with you, Track Moore, a man recently told me about some of my flaws outright. I'm too embarrassed to speak to him again. My feelings are hurt, so we can't talk anymore. Am I wrong? Damn, at least you honest.
Mm-hmm.
He pulls your
card
and you're like, nah, that's
yeah, she wrong. She wrong. Because first of all, everybody knows that's real with themselves and the universe. We all know that the truth hurts. And if there's any truth to that, what the man said, and obviously it is, you just said that, then you need to warm it up. that man obviously have to care about you and consider himself a real friend to some degree, so the fake friend wouldn't tell you nothing. That's from P. Diddy, the elixir of love.
That's true.
That's true to an extent. You know what I mean? That's true to an extent. The elixir of love is correct in his assessment of that situation. And at least he was man enough to tell you, because a lot of times brothers don't want to speak up on what's going on with the next person, and sisters too, because we're too busy holding on. And sometimes when you shine a light on somebody, they want to shine it back on you. Like, well, while we ain't talking about what's wrong with you, okay, we can, but in this moment we're talking about what's wrong with you. Then you can tell me what's wrong with me. As long as you can take it the way you dish it out, it's all fair to me, homie. The only type of people I don't like is the ones who they dish it out, but then when you're like, well, hold on. Can I tell you something now? They're like, nah, ain't doubt of that happening. You imagining all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's where we
exactly
are. Thanks for that comment. Mr. Sean, I hear you saying something. Go right ahead.
No, I'm just agreeing. I'm just agreeing because I feel the same way. You get around somebody that can tell you something about yourself, but then when you flip it back on them, they get an attitude and they get mad about it. Okay, well, if you can't take it, don't dish it. You know?
The young lady
we all have all kind of different issues going on, because everybody has led a different, went down a different path in their life. So life experiences, you know, can affect a person's judgment sometimes, you know, and but it's all a part of being human. It's all a part of living. And if you get with somebody that's not on your level and can't take constructive criticism, well, keep it pushing. You know, we all should be able to take some kind of criticism, because if somebody doesn't address us about certain things, and we keep doing the same thing, you never learn from that. You'll never know what it is you're doing.
True that. The young lady in the chat room says, I thought complaints were a sign of disapproval and disinterest. Well, it all depends on what you mean. Were they complaints or were they truths? Or were they a combination of both? Because your defense mechanism might have interpreted them as complaints, but they might have been truths. Then again, they probably were complaints.
It may even have been a request.
That is true. But once again, the elixir of love is correct.
Yeah.
When it could have been a request, like, you know, I'm thinking you, but we need to address some of these things.
Yeah, but nobody likes to hear the ugly truth.
Well, it still goes back. It can we agree? It still goes back to self. You know, you need to woman up, a man up, and acknowledge what's real. I mean, if it's the truth, how you gonna get mad at that man? I mean, what are you really mad about? You mad about him being honest with you, or you mad about his delivery? Are you mad about his delivery? He didn't put sugar and honey on it and tell you, what? What is it really? Because really, if there's some truth to what he said, you really have no reason to be angry.
I'm gonna disagree with you on that, Diddy, because a lot of people use the truth as a hammer. You know, they'll say,
okay,
let me be honest with you. You just suck. You know, nobody wants to hear that, and nobody wants to hear, let me be honest with you, I think that you look 10 pounds overweight in that dress. I don't think that your deodorant's working tonight. I don't think you're good for the job. I don't think you ever were good for the job. I want to break up with you because I think that you're not good enough.
Does that diminish the truth any?
Huh?
Does any of those things diminish the truth any, if those are facts?
Oh, they're not going to diminish the truth, but some people will say it not to be helpful. They'll say it in order to hurt.
Oh, I agree with that. I agree with that.
That's why I'm saying a lot of people use the truth as a hammer, because they may be jealous of the person they're talking to. They find one particular chink in the armor, and they want to keep on hammering at it. Women know that when they get jealous, all of a sudden they get very, very, very critical of each other.
So let me throw the flip side of that out there to you, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So your breath stink, but I'm not going to tell you that because I'm afraid that you might take it as me being vengeful or wanting to be mean or spiteful or use it as a hammer, as you say.
Right. Well, if I know that you might feel that way, then you might just be looking for the truth that my breath smells like shit, and you might just want to tell me that in order to make me feel like shit. You know, where if I knew that you were really thinking about me as a friend, you would say, you know, if you really, you know, when you pass by those flowers, they kind of like die. I think you better take some Clorets. And if you say it in a nice way, then I'll know you're doing it, you know, looking out for me. But if you're telling me, you know.
So in other words, I have to have a brain session before I decide to tell you that your breath stinks. Because I want to be sure that you don't misinterpret why I'm telling you. So I need to sit down for 5 or 10 minutes and think about how I need to tell you that your breath stinks.
Well,
I just can't be a friend and just tell you, and you know that I'm not telling you this out of spite just to hurt you.
But there's ways of telling people certain things, too, you know. That, yeah, and I agree with what was said before. Sometimes people say things, you know, out of spite just to hurt that other person, even though it might be truthful. But, you know, if you're a friend and you don't want your friend going out like that, it's like, here, want some gum? And then they might say, oh, do I need it? Like, kind of, yeah. But, you know, you don't have to, like, go overboard and just really be mean and stuff like that. But, but there are people that, you know, cause some jealousy, you know, they might come, you know, to the left like that and be really mean when they don't have to.
If the person that you tell them that their breath stink is already jealous of you, Joy, no matter how you tell them, they're going to be pissed off at you. No matter how you tell them. No matter how you tell them. Here's a person that's already got issues with you because she's already insecure. She's already hating on Joy LaShawn. So if you say anything to her about giving her some gum, no matter how you say it, she is not going to take that the right way.
You guys, you can go to KeithADavis.com and you can see us as we're doing the show. But like I said before, there are diplomatic ways of doing things. You don't have to just be mean and just tell somebody, unless you do have issues with them, like jealousy or whatever, you know. But a true friend is like, they're going to let you know, like if your breath smells or if your skirt is too short, they're going to let you know. But they don't have to.
Are you going to answer my question?
What's your question again, dude?
I said no matter how you tell someone, if a person is insecure, they are already hating on you. They already have issues with you. No matter how you tell them, no matter how diplomatic you are, no matter how you try to give them gum, they're going to instinctively take that the wrong way.
Well, that's their problem. If you came to them and told them in a certain type of way about a certain thing and you weren't being mean, if they took it the wrong way, that's on them.
Okay,
you know,
why not just tell them up front that your breath stank?
Okay, well,
hold on. SK Radio DJ says in the chat room, just be real.
Exactly.
Just be real
and
talking with respect. Tracy McGore says, yes, insecurity issue. Well, you know, sometimes the delivery is the most important thing. Since we're beating around the bush, the delivery, because the truth can be delivered, as Joe said, as a hammer, but it can also be delivered as a whisper. And there is a way of being tactful. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to put this out because in this 21st century, especially people from my generation, we have not been taught about being tactful in delivery. And sometimes we just blatantly burst things out at the most inappropriate time or in the most inappropriate place. And if we're dealing with issues and you want to present the issues that you see with somebody, there is a way to do it. You understand?
How much more time do we have?
Say that again?
How much more time do we have?
We got 30 minutes here on the show. We got 30 minutes to go.
Well, Joe Bob said he don't like you, and you can't tell him nothing.
Okay, well, Joe Bob got a problem with somebody trying to tell him anything. He don't want to listen. He had a problem with somebody being honest with him. So that's something you need to work on.
I got something to throw out here. Talking, I don't even know how to say it, but the same young lady in the chat room says, what do you do when keeping it real goes wrong? Wow, and it can go wrong.
Is that a question for everybody or one at a time?
That's a question for everybody. What to do when keeping it real goes wrong?
My input on that is, I don't think it's a such thing as keeping the real goes wrong, because you can only be true to yourself one way, and that's to be true to yourself. And if you're truly keeping it real, you got to be real with you first. And if that other person can't accept or whatever that is, maybe that might not have been for you. You know,
mm-hmm.
some things might is just not meant for you. And like everybody say, even if some people are brought into your life, it could be for a season. Don't necessarily mean it has to be for a lifetime. So don't look at it as it has gone wrong. Maybe it went right, and you just don't know it yet.
Straight up, and the young lady says her name is Tracy. Well, Tracy, my response to that would be, what can we do? The truth is the truth is the truth, and one of the hardest things for us human beings to accept is the truth. You understand? You know, the truth is sometimes never kind. Sometimes the truth is bitter. And, you know, what can we do? It is what it is. We like to say that in the hood, you know, it is what it is. And that is true. It is what it is. I just believe in a way of addressing this. You know, especially if we're engaging in a relationship and I'm approaching you from the standpoint that there are some things that we need to do and we need to take care of in order for us to move forward, I would be hoping, in theory, that you're telling me this for our betterment. You're not, you know, you're not telling me this just to be negative. But hold on, we got another caller that wants to join in. Let me let the caller in.
Yo, what's up, yo? This is Eve Smith. Yeah, I just want to make this statement. You cannot hurt anybody's feelings without their own permission. If I tell you that your breath stinks and you take that statement and you take it and you believe that it's true, and you take it in, and now you allow your feelings to be hurt, that's based on what you believe. Nobody's feelings could get hurt without your own permission, no matter what nobody says. When your feelings get hurt, what you have done is you have taken what's been said, and you have taken it to believe that it's true, and now you have allowed your feelings to be hurt. No matter what anybody tries to do, for instance, like, you know, I would never apologize for telling the truth, but I will apologize for the manner in which I tell the truth, because truth is going to be truth no matter how you look at it. So,
exactly.
You know, if you're going to tell the truth, just tell the truth. But understand that you're not responsible for anybody's feelings, because you can hurt nobody's feelings without their permission. So if your feelings get hurt, it's because you allowed your feelings to get hurt. And by allowing your feelings to get hurt, what you're saying is you have taken what's been said and you have taken it to your mind and your heart as being true, and you allowed your feelings to be hurt, because nobody can hurt your feelings without your permission.
Well, it's like
right.
What Tony was saying before. It's about the delivery.
Yeah, exactly. It's about the delivery.
What about the person might just be telling the truth and they just don't want to hear it. They just don't like it. What about that?
Oh, well, that's too bad. I mean, you can't stop a person from telling you what they feel. They're going to say what they're going to say. And if you all go to KeithADavis.com, you can see we are broadcasting live right now. SteveADavis.com, and you can see we are broadcasting live. But getting back to the question, a person is just going to say what's on their mind. You know, some people are, that's just them. And they don't hold back. They say what's going on, you know, what's going on, you know, what they're dealing with. So it's like it depends on how they see it or how you take it. And like the other guy said, you know, you allow yourself to have your feelings hurt. But, you know, that works both ways, too, because if somebody is telling you something and they're just going off to the left on it and just being overboard with it, yeah, your feelings can get hurt and you can get pissed off. You know?
Hold that thought, y'all. We're going to take a quick little break. Don't go nowhere. We're talking about issues. I know I got them, and I'm trying to tell you that you got some. How are we going to work through this if we're trying to make a friendship work, a relationship work? You my brother. You know what I mean? You know I got issues and you got issues, but you ain't never want to address the fact that we got issues with each other. We're going to talk about that when we come right back. Don't go nowhere, y'all.
Yeah, what up, world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can I play a play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You by Yours Truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy. Huh. Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
Play the love like that day. Hey Rapunzel, baby, let down your pretty long sexy hair. I wanna be where you at, babe.
www.worldmovement.com. Today we talking about issues, man. I got them, you got them, we all got them. If we're going to work this thing out, we got to address them. We got to spend some time dealing with them, because ain't no way to get around them if we don't deal with them. We can ignore them all we want to, but they still there. Yes.
Can you do me a favor? Can you go to KeithADavis.com, because we do have a hooked up and you can see when we are broadcasting live. And just let me know, anyone that's out there listening, if you could go to KeithADavis.com, www.KeithADavis.com, and you can see us broadcasting live. And then that way we can still hear you and see who's on, who's watching.
We can definitely try to do that right fast. Somebody in the chat room, if you want to check that out, let them know if they're streaming, coming through correctly, you know, because this was like a first-time thing today. We're definitely trying to, you know, step into the 21st century. Anybody in the
For
chat
real.
Room and also myself will definitely try to jump on that and let them know if it's coming through crystal clear. Wow.
Yeah.
We're down to the last 17 minutes of the show, but hey, you know, we're talking about some real issues today, man. We're talking
but
about
you know
the issue.
Well, the basis of all most issues is trust. Do you trust the person telling you, or do you not? Do you trust the person telling you because they like you enough, or do they, or do you not trust the person enough, and do you believe that that person is trying to hurt you? That, to me, is the crux of the issue, of most issues.
You know, I think it goes back to one core issue. You know, that thing is honesty. You know, honesty, honesty, honesty. You know, I think that's the key to all of this. You know, honesty in the sense that the person making the comment know why they're doing what they're doing. On the receiving end, honesty in the sense that they know if this is the truth or not, and if it's the truth, it is. You know what I'm saying? So you can't get past that. I mean, if it's the truth, fix it. I mean, if it's not the truth, then you know that too. But I still think it goes back to honesty, and we need to all just deal with that man in the mirror first. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we did that, a lot of these issues would go away.
Yeah, I agree with you. But that's an issue of the issue, because we can change ourselves or not. But again, if I tell you something, Diddy, and you don't know me, you don't know whether or not what I'm telling you is out of my wanting to be hurtful or my wanting to be helpful. But if Tony tells you the same thing in the same way, you know that he's doing it out of being a friend. So it's a matter of trust as well.
That is absolutely true. We got another caller trying to jump in here. Let me let him in. Hold on here. 702-425, welcome to the show. Let's hear your two cents.
Well, I've been listening to the show, and I think all of you are pretty much right. There's a couple things that I would probably jump in and say. The honesty thing, me personally, I don't feel that most people, or I wouldn't say most people, I would say at least half people, are honest. Will they tell the truth? Will they describe what they're trying to say to you? And then, is it going to be truthful when they say it? These are things that we don't know. I know we're talking about it right now, and we're all being honest here in the round table, but once we're outside the door, are we truthful? Is America truthful?
Hey,
That's a good point. And my man Joe, I guess, said it best when he said trust is the basis of that, because, you know, the person telling you, what is their angle? Is
yeah.
there an ulterior motive? Is the truth that they're telling me meant to help me or tear me down? Becomes the question. So it comes back to the trust. And also, wow, that's a good one right there. I thought about that too. Yeah, it comes back to the trust.
That's my opinion, because you can be honest as hell.
The source of this truth.
Both people are going to be honest, but what are the intentions of the people who are telling you? Is that person a good friend, or is that person not a good friend? And
then
you know. And then again, Diddy is right, too. I mean, if we can't accept the truth, sometimes we can't accept the truth no matter how much we trust that other person.
Yeah. That would kind of borderline on some delusional folks, because, you know, I personally think K. Diddy delusional as hell, but hey, that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, very delusional.
Thank you. Well, thank you.
Three times.
You gotta take that as a compliment.
You see, like I just said, I told him the truth, and his response was, you know, he'll take that as a compliment. If that ain't a sign of being delusional.
We already know.
No, that's a sign of considering the source.
Exactly, because if somebody brand new came on and said the same thing, K. Diddy would say, who the hell is this guy to tell me, you know, that?
Yeah,
well, see, that's because he knows us,
but you
know,
I may do it quietly, I may do it silently, because of the gentleman that I am, you know, and all the while I'd be, you know, processing what he said to me to try to find out if there's any rationale or truth to what he's saying, and then I would be qualifying the gentleman or lady all at the same time to figure out who the hell they are to say what they're saying to me, you know
what I'm saying? Yeah.
And depending on that, will determine what my response or my reaction may be.
Yeah.
Now, that was very eloquently said by a senior statesman, because that right there is the key, as we're talking about the trust. Does the person that say it to you qualify to be saying this, and are we going to at least process the thought? I think where most of these issues come from is that our refusal to at least process what is being said and seeing if there's any merit to it.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine. The way we interact with each other, it's always sarcasm. So if he ever said anything to me that wasn't sarcastic, then I'd have to think it'd be pretty fucking serious, you know. But if he says to me, hey, you stink up the whole room, I would not feel insulted, but I would feel, well, my deodorant isn't working. That's all. Because I know that he's telling me the truth. I know the way that he says it is out of friendship. So, no, not a problem. But somebody else can come along and say, you know, I don't think your deodorant is really working, and being very diplomatic. And I know that this person, or I feel this person, just saying it just to be a wise ass, then, you know, I won't react too well.
Well, it would depend on if you knew this person, you know, for a while, and, you know, they're a friend of yours, and they're just, you know, giving you a heads up, you know, if you need to do something about that, your hygiene, well, they could be telling you as a friend, you know, before.
I got to ask the question. So are we saying that if a stranger tells us what they perceive to be the truth, we would completely just overlook what was said or not take it into consideration, being the fact that they are a stranger?
No, you process it depending upon who it is. If it's a stranger, you process it according to who the stranger is, the circumstances. Like you said, K. Diddy said it a few minutes ago, you know, the way that it is. You have to process it, think about how you're going to react to it, depending upon who it is. And as Joy is saying, and as you're saying, and as I've, I'm saying it depends upon the trust and the delivery and the person who's receiving the message. So it's all three components.
Joe, my man, always.
Well, to me, in that instant, there's only one party that should be trusted, and that should be yourself. Because in regards of a stranger, you don't know that person to trust that person one way or another. So the only person you could possibly trust in that scenario is you.
Even if you're delusional?
Especially if you're delusional.
Exactly. Especially if you're delusional. And we all know KD is delusional. And crazy on top of that.
Okay. You know what? Hold on. I want to address that because truthfully, I can honestly say that in that instance, I was not going after KB with that comment. I'm just saying that there are somebody, male and female, I'm going to use this as an example, somebody who knows they're overweight, but when they stand in the mirror and they look, they see somebody 160 pounds with a six-pack and no stretch marks. And
that's
you're trying to tell this person, your shirt is too tight. You damn near busting out of it, but in their mind, they see a muscle T-shirt with rips.
Well, man, you do have some people out here that just can't handle the truth, man. They just can't handle the truth. They're not going to get it.
You can't handle the truth.
Can't handle it.
One of my favorite sayings that I made up years and years and years ago, and I actually wanted to tattoo it on my arm, was that everybody says they want the truth until they hear it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's definitely true.
You've been asking, can you be truthful with me? Okay, and then when you are truthful with them, then it's like they get upset. Well, you asked.
That's right.
I'm telling you, what?
Nobody wants to be shocked from their self-image. Everybody thinks they're perfect. Nobody wants to know that their friend or their neighbor or their their acquaintance or a stranger or their family member thinks of them any less than they want to be thought of. So when you tell somebody the truth, and most of the time it's ugly, they feel, oh, shit, I haven't done what I wanted to do. And you feel disappointed, you feel that the other person may be disappointed, and, you know, starts a whole avalanche of negative emotions. So people cannot handle the truth.
Yeah, well, you know, if you don't have that much confidence in yourself and you let somebody tell you something that you don't want to hear, oh, well, deal with it, you know. That's where having confidence in yourself comes in at.
That's true, too.
Somebody might can just be telling you anything because, you know, they are haters and all of that, you know. So they be just telling you anything. But if you know better and you know you forget what they're saying. They're not putting a roof over your head, paying your bills, or feeding you, or none of that. So screw them.
But I tell you one thing, to dovetail from what you're saying, Joy, is that, for example, years ago, people were telling me about my laugh. I don't know if I talked about it before, but I had a laugh that was really, really, it sounded like fingernails on a blackboard. It was really loud, really shrill.
Hey.
And people told me, and I didn't believe them. Then I heard myself on tape. And I said, holy Jesus. I had to change my laughter because it was actually the truth. So, you know, sometimes hearing that, nobody wants to hear it, but if you hear it and you process it properly and you say, you know what, these people are right, and I changed my laughter. Now, people have told me I should never have changed my laughter, but I said, nah, I heard it. I understood why people were telling me, your laughter is something else. So when I heard it, I understood it, and they were doing me a favor.
Now, let me ask you this, Joe.
Uh-huh.
If you hadn't heard it and somebody had told you that, would you have got upset with them if you hadn't heard it for yourself?
I never got upset with them. I thought that they were exaggerating. But I didn't like hearing
yourself.
It because I thought, yeah, I'm perfect.
Well, we know better than that.
Yeah, but when I found out objectively by hearing myself on tape I knew I wasn't perfect, and I changed.
Now, this person that told you that, were they friends of yours or somebody in passing or what?
Some were friends, some weren't. So it had to take me listening to it for me to realize no matter who was listening to the way I laughed, it was going to split eardrums.
Well, you know
so
what,
basically,
Joe, this is
you
refreshing
decided to just
coming
man
from you.
Up and make a self-correction.
Right. And this is very refreshing coming from you, Joe, because I can't believe you said that about yourself, because you're always cracking on me all the time. So,
oh, like you don't fight back?
Yeah, well, you started, so what?
I don't always start it. I started it
well,
today.
Well, any wise man should be able to pick their battles. You know, you can't fight every fight, just like you can't win every fight. But any wise man should pick their fights, time, and places.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, we got a new caller trying to jump in. 286, you're on live with us. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, it is a pleasure to listen to you all over the past 55 minutes. And I tell you what, the title of your show really, really speaks in numbers. Everybody, you know, talked about, you know, some ways that they're screwed up. And you know, I, like the gentleman there, John, I had a messed up laugh, you know. And I always said, wow. But see, the older I got, my voice got deeper. You know, Lamont, you know, we understand. As long as until he comes into the 21st century, he'll still be screwed up. So we've already determined that. So, you know, we were wondering why Lamont wasn't on at the web show and seeing LaShawn, you know, join talking, because I probably just came to the conclusion he probably don't have a computer. So that's why he's not on. See, we see who comes on. So we've already determined. See, that's another 21st
century. Hold on, you know what? Nah, I got a stand in my boy's corner because you know what? Y'all just wrong. And
but wrong
truth.
Is right sometimes, right? Wrong is right. So agree with me. Wrong is right sometimes. And I bet you everybody but Lamont will agree wrong is right sometimes.
Well, hold on. KDD, I'm going to let you defend yourself, brother. I'm going to be quiet. Handle that.
Like I said earlier, we always need to consider the source to determine how we want to respond to any given situation. And in this given situation, being that I am a host of the show, I'm going to allow my guests to have their opinion. That's
oh, you're
right.
As a man, I will apologize. And all y'all heard me, Mr. K. Diddy, I apologize because I see you on. Unless you had your boy, Tony, right in K. Diddy for you, I do apologize.
No. You don't have to apologize because I already know you didn't pass the second grade. So I just accepted what you said because I already knew that you were wrong. Wrong before you even started. Before you started, I already knew you were wrong, and I just wanted you to trip all over yourself like you did.
Oh.
It's all good.
Wait, hold on. We have descended into chaos.
Oh boy.
With a level of, you know, we're identifying people's personal issues. But look, we've had a blast. We're down to the last minute of the show. I want to make sure I thank Joe from Montana, who always comes through and represents.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Keith Davis, we want to also thank you. I hope y'all had a chance to check out the video chat and see Joy LaShawn live, the Diva Flavor. We come through here 2:30 every Sunday and represent. Sir K. Diddy Esquire. The Elixir of Love, just that title alone should let y'all know he got itchy. That's a long title, man.
Absolutely. It's probably better than the Love.
You know, at least Joy is cute. Joy LaShawn, Diva of Flavor. That's cool. Look, I ain't got none. All I got is Pretty Tony. That's it. But come back next week, join us. We're going to talk about something that's going to irritate you, annoy you, make you think, provoke you, because that's all we come here to do, to promote and provoke thought. And somebody is dying in the background. I don't know who it is. Let
me ask you a question, Jody.
It used to be Pretty Toe, and then he changed it to Tony.
the question was, is, are you pretty?
You know what? My mama thinks so, and that's all that matters. That's all that matters. That's what my mama thinks. So I'm going to take
that. And make sure you guys
I'm
tune into the rest of that story.
Right on. Love y'all. It's a world movement thing.
I don't know where my baby is, but I'll find him somewhere, somehow. I've got to let him know how much I care. I'll never give up looking for my baby.
He never did me.